Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. We would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? Hello, Think Big Radio listeners. This is Gloria, your host for today. We also will have a co-host coming in shortly as well. And our guest, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. And I'm glad to see all these big thinkers out here listening to us this evening. We've got a very special guest from Richmond, Virginia, Sharon. Let me make sure. Sharon, are you there?
Yes, sir. Mr. Big, first of all, it's such an honor to talk to you. I'm courtesy of Timber Records. We do have National Coordinator Sharon here now, and she's here for your evening entertainment. Here she is, National Coordinator Sharon.
Good evening.
I'm sorry, I'm breaking up very bad on this, and I'm going to call back. And
okay.
Bear with me. Gloria, can you take it from here?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, how are you?
I'm blessed. Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Can you please give our listeners your full name and your contact information?
Okay. My full name is Sharon. My information, you can get the information on www.sharon, it's spelled Sharron, online.com.
Okay, and that's how people can reach you.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Your name again?
My name is Gloria.
Gloria.
Yes.
All right.
And I'm Big Sharon.
I know Big. Hi.
So why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself? I mean, where are you from and where you're at?
Okay, well, I originally come from Roosevelt Field, New York. Then we moved to Richmond, Virginia. And basically, my mother put me into, you know, music at a very young age. And I never gave it up. I had music scholarships. I went to college. I went to Duke Ellington School of Arts. And I've always played in bands when I was in college. So when I got out of college, I got a job with a band. And, you know, like women, Gloria, you know, your biological clock gets to clicking and you feel like you want to start a family, which I did. And as a result, I put my career on hold. And so now I've come back out. I hope that's a lot to get them started on about me.
No, that's actually good. Now, you said you got your start in New York now, so you moved from New York to Virginia, is that correct?
Yeah.
And how do you like Virginia, and how has that been for your career?
Well, actually, I was very young when I moved to Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm not going to go into that. It's sort of something. But anyway, I was young when I moved to Richmond, so I didn't know. I did go back to visit my relatives that were left there. And, you know, it was fast-paced. They wouldn't let me mingle with the Puerto Ricans. They were very sheltered. And, you know, all I did was visit them once I got older.
Hmm. Big, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I'd like to know, when you got into this at an early age, was it your passion back then, or did it kind of, like, grow on you?
Well, my mom put me in music once I was able to take flute. I don't know if you're familiar with the little black flute.
Yes.
Mine started with the little black flute. And then from the flute, then I got to the grade where I could join the elementary band. Not only did I join the elementary band, I joined the church band also. And what had happened, my mother was killed in an automobile accident when I was 11 years old.
Wow.
And the clarinet was the only thing that she presented to me at the time. My mother introduced me to modeling. I'm a professional model also. My mother introduced me to modeling, and she introduced me to the music. And I had a full music scholarship once I was in high school. So once I went to high school, I just continued with the clarinet. And a lot of people ask me, why don't I transpose to a saxophone or a flute? But I can't do it because all of my emotions and all of my pain went into my clarinet as I grew up. And my instructor, he was from Samoa, Italy. And, you know, and I just decided to, whatever song I would hear, I would play it with my clarinet and make my clarinet sound like the instrument that was being played instrumentally. And basically, that's how I got to be in the status that I am, other than when I met my manager. And he's right here right now, and he wants to add something to that also. Mr. Big, Gloria.
That's not a problem.
Thank you.
So, Ms. Gloria?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Such an honor to talk to you. Again, such an honor to have NASA coordinator to Sharon to be a part of this interview. Again, like I said, she's heavy in demand right now globally in the music mainstream industry, and we feel proud of her. She did a lot of shows with Wayman Tisdale. Some folks might be familiar with Wayman Tisdale, Frankie Beverly Mays, Gospel Smokey Northfield, a lot of people in the industry, and we're very proud of her. A lot of times, if you see us on stage, I'm playing keyboards with us backstage with the band. And what is that? All our families in the music mainstream industry. Some folks might be familiar with about a young man, Grammy Award winner named D'Angelo, who is my first cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And her family's in the industry. Jerome Bigfoot Brelli with Parliament Funkadelic Mutiny. All our family industry, but we do something separately than what they do in industry, but we're very proud of her career, how it's moving, and such an honor to talk to you this time, have a brief interview with you at this time. Like I said, obtain any information concerning her on tour, everyone can get on SharonOnline.com, SharonOnline.com, SharonOn, Online.com, and email, and we'll give you all the information, and she is available to do any show for you. Promptly, and she has all the details. And I'm not going to talk too much because I'm long-winded, but I'm going to let her talk more with you on the interview, and such an honor to be a part of the interview with you, okay?
Okay, thank you. It's nice.
Now, here's NASA coordinator Sharon. You can finish up the interview with her. That'd be fine. Here she is, NASA coordinator Sharon.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, Gloria.
How are you?
I'm blessed to be a blessing.
What type of music do you play? Are you in the secular, or do you have your foot in both fields, secular and the gospel?
Okay, I'm going to let my manager answer that. What type of music do I play, secular?
Okay, the type of music Sharon plays is very versatile, very versatile. Mostly instrumental. She's a clarinetist, and she does sing very well. And most of the music is very, very acceptable, versatile. Jazz, jazz, pop, musical, gospel elements, instrumental music, Ms. Gloria.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is she has a foot in a little bit of everything. Is that correct?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
From
she's
gospel
very
to R&B to pop to jazz?
Yes, ma'am. Mostly instrumental. Yes, very instrumental. Because what it is, by us being in the music industry, we have to use good discretion upon the material that we share, which is respectful, and so and music is very acceptable.
Okay. Now, how many dates is she available for? Like, is she available for, like, wide-range audience, like more than 10,000 or less than?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. She performs in front of thousands
mm-hmm.
of folks, and all the radio networks, Radio 1, we think Radio 1 Network, they support her highly. A lot of people in the industry, thousands of people she supports, most definitely wide-range artists. Yes, ma'am. We have involved with the music mainstream industry. Yes, ma'am.
Now, are you the founder of Timbrel Records?
Yes, sir. I'm the founder of Timbrel Records. It's a long story. We became to be in history books years ago. We was Richmond's first independent gospel record company, started out gospel. And then what happened that it became in great demand worldwide that we had a situation that happened. People thought we just did gospel as a consumer, so we couldn't use business discrimination. So we had to have different departments. One was pretty much an instrumental department, and then the other one was a gospel department.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Back in October 30th, 1990, this was with State Corporation Commission that we was Richmond's first independent gospel company made history. Yes, sir.
Wow, that's great. So what we would like to probably do is have you on a separate interview so that you can go over with our listeners all of those things so that we'll learn about you and your firm. And at this point, though, we'd like to really interview your artist and hear from her, you know, what it was like for her growing up and the things that she encountered so that our listeners will really get a feel for her.
Yes, sir, that's no problem at all. Like I said, we firmly support her, so we just spoke up on her behalf, but she's right here for you, okay? Again, this is National Coordinator Sharon.
Right, we appreciate that.
Hello.
Sharon, yes. Can you just let us know how everyone can reach you? And the rest of the interview, we're going to really try to get into who you are.
Oh, cool.
All right.
The way the audience can reach me is through my webpage due to a Privacy Act.
Uh-huh. And your website is?
www.sharon, and you spell it SHARRON, online.com.
Okay, great. So for all of those big thinkers and big listeners out there, they know that's exactly how to reach you. Now, is there any way evening before our show is over that you can that you have something that you can play for us so that we can hear a little bit of your music? You know, maybe a minute or two snippet. Is that possible?
Well, hold on 1 minute.
They want to know if I can play a little something before I get off the show.
Yes, Mr. Big, Miss Gloria.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That'll be fine. She'll be able to do this right quick. Like I said, we can't share with you the whole band. Okay. But she has a clarinet. She'll be glad to do this for you very briefly.
Okay.
Here she is. Here she is right here.
No,
okay, sure.
What we would like is for later on in the show, as long as we know that we can do that, for her to just play a little something. But that's, you know, toward the end of the show. But right now, we just want to, you know, ask some more questions.
That'll be fine, sir. Here she is. That'll be fine. Sharon, a little bit later in the show. That's fine. Here she is.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Sharon?
Yes.
Gloria, let me just ask her this question real quick. When you first started out, did you think about partnering with other singers, or was it something that you were just thinking about doing solo?
You know, when I first started out, I thought about just doing solo. But then as I got further into it, it doesn't come like that. And then you learn that sometimes a lot of artists, they have to do backup, and then they eventually branched off. Because when I was at Norfolk State University, I played with a group called Quiet Fire, and I was like the lead singer. But then when I came back to Richmond, I joined a group called Rapid Transit, and I was like the keyboard player and a fill-in singer because they had a man lead singer. So, you know, I had an idea of wanting to be the lead, but, I got so tired of playing keyboards that I wasn't interested anymore, and then I just started focusing on family. But now, I'm the leader of the band, and the name of my band is Sharon.
Okay, Gloria, did you have something?
What type of music that you would prefer mostly to sing or play?
What type of music do I prefer to sing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, by me being in a musical background, anything that, you know, I wake up and I say, hey, this is what I want to do, you know, and when I see my manager, I say, I want to do this, I want to do that. And see, I'm led by the spirit of God, and
everything that I experience in life, and you know, when I do a show, whether it's a church or whether it's church or whether it's just a banquet or school jam or whatever, you know, we have to choose our music accordingly, and you know, it's very tasteful. So I don't know what you say. I do rap, but I have my different style of rapping. So, you know, I'm not discriminating any of the music because I studied music.
No, basically what I was trying to ask you is, if someone had an event and they wanted somebody to play R&B, would you be willing to do that?
Certainly. And I asked them what type of music they were interested in.
Okay.
So you have to find out what event it is, you know, in order to get your music to be acceptable for the occasion. I hope that's what you were asking me.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to find out, if you would do R&B.
What would be the best advice you could possibly share with our audience that helped you the most?
My advice that I could share with the audience that helped me the most?
Yes.
It's the thing that I was taught. It was called Stick It To 'Em-ism.
We've heard of that one.
You heard that one?
Yeah, we've heard of Stick It To It. There's a bunch of different ways to say it. Stick It To It-ness, and it all comes down to the same thing. So kind of explain how you had to use those in situations. Or maybe
exactly. That I was taught that even though I'm not doing what I really have a passion in doing, that I have to carry myself in a manner that is me until I get there. And I'm there now. So everything that I've been taught, I've carried that until I got there. And I really stress Stick It To 'Em-ism, because it does happen. You can't give up.
Now, I remember earlier in the interview, you mentioned a family. Can you tell us a little bit about your family?
Hold on a minute.
They want to know a little something about my family. Some things like not
to make bodyguard. Yes, sir. Mr. Big, Mr. Lawyer, it was a question concerning the artist.
No, that my mom and dad both
Yes, Mr. Lawyer, Mr. Big?
Yeah.
It was a question you addressed to the artist concerning the family?
Yes.
Yes. Very briefly, her family are all in the music industry, as I repeated. And I don't know if some folks may know a percussionist by the name of Jerome Bigfoot Braley, played with a group connection to Parliament Funkadelic. But we're not in connection with them. We do something totally different. But she comes from a very strong music background family, most definitely. But very briefly, I'm not. Yes,
when
sir.
We asked for the question, we were meaning by that question that she said earlier that she stopped and stepped away from the music industry to raise a family. So we're just, you know, does she have a boy? Does she have a girl? You know.
Yes, sir. The artist, she can share that she does have children, but due to Privacy Act, certain things we can't share due to family's sake in the industry. But, she does have children. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Briefly, I want to share a few things. I know you talking to the artist. A lot of folks see us on stage together. The industry already depicts us now, even though it's the artist Sharon, but we the New Day. We are the New Day, Ashford and Simpson. That's the image we portray, but she is Sharon. But briefly, a lot of things we like to share with the public out there in radio land and the music land, the listeners, is that we just don't go on stage. We real in what we do. And we always ask ourselves, artist development department, ask ourselves, why do we do this? Why do we go on stage and perform? Why do we do all these shows? Why are we in the music industry? With us, this is our calling. And that's something brief I just like to share with all the music listeners that's out there. Okay, I'm going to give the phone back to Sharon.
Hello, Mr. Big, Gloria.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where was the last place that you performed at?
The last place I performed was at Raymond Tisdale at the Friday Sunset.
Okay.
Which is a big event in Richmond, Virginia.
do you usually do local or do you do international? Because I have heard of you.
Have you? That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I do international. Thank you. She said she heard of me. That's a wonderful thing.
Can you tell us about your first international experience? I mean, what was it like? Or had you already traveled abroad before you performed?
Okay, he wanted to know about my first international experience.
Had I traveled abroad? Yes, very quickly, Mr. Gloria, Mr. Big, basically you'd like to know her international experience musically?
Yes.
Very briefly, like I said, very briefly, we deal internationally, and we deal with all type of nationality music. Some of the music we do have, and upon some material that we use in good discretion, we do a lot of Caribbean music, we do a lot of Spanish, and for all cultures, so they can identify. And music is a universal language, so we try to relate to all nationalities globally, internationally.
Okay, like what part of international have you been to?
We dealt a lot with Germany, Jamaica, and Mexico.
Was for her, and it was just what was her experience like. Normally, when we conduct our interviews, we either have both of you on a phone line or we conduct it with one. So when we ask her something and she puts you on the phone, it's not the experience that our listeners are accustomed to. The first international experience, what was it like for her, or had she traveled abroad before she performed abroad? So when we ask her the question and then you come on, they're hearing a different answer from the question that we're asking. So we just want to make sure that we do this fluid, as I'm sure that you've listened to some of the shows and listened to some of the many recording artists that we've had on who are also not only big thinkers at Sharon, but who have also been open and candid with us. So what we're looking for, our interview is just for her to answer the questions and be comfortable.
Yes, sir. Just like I said, this is a privacy act code. There's certain things the artists don't share, but it's just a privacy act before privacy. But here she is. Here's not going on Sharon again. Here she is.
Hello, Mr. Big.
Yeah.
Gloria.
We were just asking was basically what was your experience. And we're very familiar with the Privacy Act, and we've had major stars and major entertainers come on our show. So we can stick to actually the normal questions that we have, or we can, have a fluid conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But when we ask you, things like, your first place when you performed overseas, what was it like, what was the experience, or, was it something totally new for you? If, we don't think that the Privacy Act can really, thwart you from answering those, simple, basic questions. That's what we're trying to get here, is for our listeners to know you as a person so that they'll know to go out and say, hey, I want to listen to her, I want to hear her music, as opposed to every time we ask, he comes on. No offense. We love to have him do an interview about the company, and we just have to go through the same reason or the same way we got you on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So can you kind of let us know about the first time you performed overseas, and had you been overseas before then, or what type of experience it was for you?
Well, when I went to Mexico, the food was excellent, first of all.
I love food.
I love it. The quesadillas and the
enchiladas
and the margaritas.
Yeah, that's definitely a favorite.
Yeah, so, I really liked it, the atmosphere, and the people are so friendly, and it's just an excellent experience just to be able to be somewhere different in scenery.
Wow. Now, we heard you mention your first instrument, which was, I believe it was the clarinet, correct?
No, my first instrument actually was the flute, the little black recorder flute. Well, not right. The recorder, it was a little black flute.
Right, I remember that as a child growing up in Chicago. It seemed like that was one of the things that we all received that harmonica.
Believe it or not, I have one, and I use it for my museum.
Oh, great.
And that leads up to where I am now.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, is it possible for you to maybe share one of your favorite tunes with us, with whatever instrument that you choose? And then I'm going to let Gloria kind of take over, because we've got a hurricane or something going on here, and the sirens are going off, so I don't know if I'm going to drop.
Oh, my goodness. Am I that powerful that I'd set off a hurricane? Ooh-wee.
Well,
oh my
maybe.
God, calm it down.
Maybe if you sing, it'll calm it down for us.
Maybe.
But if possible, if you could just play a little something, you know, right now.
I certainly will. I hope you can hear it well, because, you know, I really will. The song that I'm going to do is something that a gentleman by the name of Chuck Mangione.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with him, the guy that wore the hat. But you should be familiar with it. And do I come back on, you guys?
Yeah, well, if you just, you know, not take, you know, a couple of steps away from the phone and play it in the background, we'll be able to hear you.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Gloria, Mr. Big, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Okay, very briefly, we like to do this because a lot of time performances, we give a little small intro. Here it is, Nasha Cornell Sharon. Here she is. Okay.
I know that song,
and I can't remember. I think it used to go to a TV show we used to watch.
You remember it?
Was it Taxi?
Huh?
Was that?
Yeah, it was Taxi.
Okay, yeah, that song came. Thank you, Gloria.
Yay! She got a prize for that.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you.
Gloria, you have some questions?
No, I'm going to leave it up to you. I'm gonna leave it up to you.
Well, it's been a blast, and I'm loving what I'm doing, and meeting all kinds of wonderful people, happy people. That's one good thing about the industry. Everybody is happy, and you leave a statement when you perform, and you are happy too. Just like Frankie Beverly. Happy people everywhere. It's true.
Now, yeah. Another thing that you mentioned earlier was that you modeled some also. Gloria actually was in the industry too.
Who?
And Gloria, she's very well-rounded, especially when it comes to artists, because she's dealt with many of them and in the professional field that she's involved with. So, Gloria, did you have any questions about modeling?
What company did you model for, and how long ago was it?
Actually, I graduated from Barbizon Modeling. I don't know if you're familiar with Barbizon.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated from them,
And, you know, that's basically what actually, you know, I started at a young age, but I, you know, went to modeling school. Well, I called it charm school back then.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that was like about, what, 20 years ago? 25?
Hell no. Oh, excuse me. No. Not 20 years ago. I'm not that old. I'm sorry.
No, it's just, that's what we want. We want.
Did Gloria say that?
No, I don't cuss.
No. 20 years.
Yeah, because Barbizon was give or take more than 20 years ago.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
So what do you plan on, do you guys plan on traveling, hitting a different state sometime this year or next year? What's in your future plans?
Well, I'm on tour, so all I do is look at my calendar and plan to get out there and do my thing.
That's great. Now, and Mr. Timbrell, you see, he says, that's his name, correct, Mr. Timbrell for Timbrell
Music?
No,
Mr. Upshaw, Timbrell Records is the name of the record label.
Upshaw style. Yeah, he speaks highly of you. I remember talking to him a couple of times before the interview. And so do you have any records that are being released now or will be released in the future?
Actually, yeah. You can go on bkmusiconline.com and pull up Sharon, Stop Looking, Listen. I did a remix by Angela Bofill.
Okay.
And a remix by a gentleman called Paul Taylor.
All right.
Called Hypnotic.
Okay.
Now, do you write all of your songs or you just do remixes?
Well, actually, the company, they want to know who writes my music. You, let me let him answer it.
Yes, very briefly, Mr. Chiloy and Mr. Big. Basically, the record label has writers that does a lot of music, but we wouldn't have new writers to, you know, put inquiries into the system, and we'd be looking forward to pick them up for new material to further use.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you are looking for writers, and you basically don't have a set industry. Like in the industry, you're supposed to have like certain writers that you would deal with. You can't.
Yes, Ms. Gloria, most time, even though I'm manager, but I on tour with her, I play the keyboards with her band on stage, but I produce, about 7% of her music, respectfully, and some things I write. We do have other writers within the label that does for her, but we are willing to have new writers come in, also new band members. You know, we're looking to be open for, like, background singers and things for that on tour that they can contact, and we'll check them out and see can we put them on tour with her.
You're listening to BigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Is it possible for her to say the website once more so that our listeners will be able to reach her?
Yes, sir. Here she is, Nash Corner Sharon.
Hello?
Yes.
Miss Gloria?
Yes.
Mr. Big?
Yes.
My website is www.sharon, and you spell it Sharron, online.com.
Yeah, it's an honor to have you on the show. We've been trying to get you on for a week or so now. And was this one of the, do you do a lot of performances on the weekends, or is it during the week?
I do performances during the weekend and during the days.
Oh, okay. So what would you say was your most memorable performance?
My most memorable performance was when I opened up for Wayman Tisdale for the Friday Sunset. Because not only was I an opening act for Wayman Tisdale, they just had Jill Scott in Richmond
for Friday Sunset. Not only did they have Jill Scott, they had David Sanborn. I was offered the opportunity to open up for David Sanborn. They're going to have Tina Marie on the 24th of August.
Oh, that's my birthday.
And I'm just glad that was the most exciting experience to have, to be able to be on the stage, to have that ambiance, that feeling of just to have that aura of being on the stage with those people.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes. One of our hosts from Virginia, Mary the Encourager, she told us a lot about you guys, and she actually made this interview possible by putting you in touch with us so that we can hear, you know, your success story.
What's her name?
Mary Brown. She's known as Mary
Brown.
Yeah, she's known as Mary the Encourager.
Oh, that's wonderful. God bless her. And I apologize for that H word. Sometimes that word seems to slip out. I did that for a WCLM interview, and you know, and that was gospel, and I don't know, just, I mean, I apologize, listeners.
Well,
so bad.
It shows us that, you know, you're a real person, you're comfortable. I mean, I'm like this a lot of times, but sometimes when me and Gloria talk, she has a way of just putting you in a relaxed state, and who knows what I'll say.
I'm human, guys.
No, but it's about being real. That's what it's
yeah.
all about, being who
yeah.
you really are, because who you really are is going to show anyway. So even
right.
if you try to cover yourself and try to pretend you're one thing, the real you will come out.
Oh, that's so kind.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, thank you. And I just want to say also, you know, you got to give God the praise, too, because without him, I wouldn't have the talent. And with all the obstacles that we go through in life, we have to have him with us in order to reach the goals that we want. Because the world can beat you up pretty bad if you don't have God in your life.
You're right about that. Now, are you looking to expand your group to maybe have, when you travel to different states, that you might have different fan members in the different states instead of just traveling with the same group, or how what are you thinking about doing as far as that?
Okay, hold on. My manager.
They're talking about having more people add to the group when I perform, or how do I feel?
Yes. Mr. Gloria, Mr. Big, what was the question? I'm sorry.
Oh, well, we just was asking that, you know, with her expansion goals, and what you were talking about a little bit earlier, was she going to, let's say she came to Chicago, would she possibly have a Chicago group that's been trained and know her things so that when she comes here to save on maybe expenses, or will she keep just like the same group and they just travel together as a group?
Yes, sir. Yeah, she has her own entourage that we just don't pick folks. They have the leading of the Spirit of God's will, purpose, mission only. They come to us for certain reasons, and we select them spiritually. She have her own entourage, but we are very open for newcomers, you know, that feel like there's something they want to do in the music industry, want to get out there. We're very flexible to do things like that, to let them be on board, from singers, background singers, and musicians.
What about
and, to be very respectful about being in the music industry, We have to be, what's the word for it? We have to be, what's the word for it? We to be critical about it, we're really not in rap. We're really not discrediting the rap industry, even though all of us in the music and mainstream industry, but we're not discrediting, I clarified this on the interview, we have to do this way. I'm not discrediting rap music, but we're not into rap. We're not into rap. Now, in the gospel, they do have what you call gospel rappers. Okay, and that's pretty, you know, I guess kind of flexible, but we more or less into instrumental type good music for the consumer.
Okay, great.
Yes, sir. And the Chicago thing you mentioned too earlier, Mr. Big, that I'd like to say everyone can go on SharonOnline.com, and if they want to book her, We're very flexible upon the negotiation of expenses to allow her to perform, you know, globally. Okay, and I think that's a question that you might want us to address to you, answer to you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Very, very quickly, Mr. Big. First of all, before we end the show, what it is, first of all, it's an honor and privilege to thank you, Mr. Big, to be a part of your show. And Ms. Mary Brown. Yes, sir. It's an honor. And we just thank you so much. And I'm not going to talk too much. I'm going to let Sharon end it up. But we just want to just thank you and your show and contact us. We'd be willing to do a free live show for you. You know, in Chicago, if necessary, pertaining to your show, we do that for you, okay?
Wow, okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, now here's Sharon. She can wrap up the show. It's such an honor. Thank you so much. Here's Nashua and Sharon.
Hello, Gloria?
Yes.
Mr. Big?
Yes.
I want to do a shout-out for Miss Mary Brown and let her know if she's listening tonight. Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to share my, my experience in the music industry.
Okay, good. Gloria, did you have any last questions for her?
No, I don't.
And God bless you, Gloria and Mr. Big, and as I always say when I end my show, give love to receive love. Bye-bye.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Gloria, did you have any parting words for our big listeners?
No, I just, you know, just want to tell everybody thank you and have a safe, safe way home.
Okay, we're going to end this show with Keep On Pushing.
Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength. And it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now maybe someday I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. 'Cause I've got my strength and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look a yonder.